to not talk for 15 minutes.
My mom would say mustard cures everything. I said, Mom, my nipple itches. She said, put mustard on it.
You don't think you have a crazy neighbor. You're the crazy neighbor.
Everyone keeps calling it ISIS, Mr. President. Why do you intend on calling it ISIL?
One more word out of you, I'm going to bite you in the knee.
I have big feet. I'm like a clown.
But don't worry. He can still zip his pants.
Yeah.
This is Kiss Mornings with Mani, Roy, and Lauren. Kiss 95.1.
Where is the snow? I woke up mad because I did not see snow. Where is it?
Whoa. I think it's still coming.
Our interns didn't come in today.
Yeah.
And Roy can't figure out why. I seriously cannot.
Well, here's the thing.
I cannot.
But you don't know what's going on, though. Let's be honest. You haven't checked out in any of the forecasts.
I have no clue.
You come in hot. You just woke up. Yeah, you're all upset because there's no snow. The snow was supposed to start at like 1 o'clock last night. So the interns probably assumed that it would be bad and didn't set their alarms to get up.
That's probably correct.
Because we told Nicole, hey, listen, the kids work for free.
Yes,
I don't want anybody getting hurt. They're really non-essential. We are essential employees, and therefore we're supposed to be here according to an email we got.
Right, and if there was snow and it was bad roads, I would hope the interns wouldn't be here. But I came in this morning, and there was no snow.
But it is raining.
Okay.
And it's supposed to snow. It's supposed to start snowing very soon. It's not cold enough for it to lay yet, which makes it kind of even more dangerous because it's going to get colder as the morning goes on.
It's only like an inch that's coming.
And Facebook... Director Tom, our intern, who runs our Facebook Live, he lives up in Davidson, and obviously it's probably snowing up north, is my guess.
He probably has 5 inches up there.
And Brittany's from California, so she doesn't know what's what.
we picked the most diverse group of interns. We got one guy who's probably in a blizzard, the other one who doesn't know what to do if it sprinkles.
Anyone in South End that can hop on one of those bikes and get here?
Yeah, I just remember, man, when I was in radio, it's like you just went. And even when I was like trying to start... And I wanted to learn everything.
Yeah.
I wanted to show people, hey, I'll be there. I want to be a part of it.
I was blessed to grow up right outside New York City. So I worked at a couple of radio stations, one of them being Z100, big station, right? And they had a Hummer, and they came and picked me up so
that
I could come
that?
In and help write like a weekend radio show.
Maybe we need to do that. I'll go pick up the interns.
It was a blizzard, though, man.
Mamie's the one with the truck. Let him go.
I have an idea. Manny will go pick up the interns.
We need but what we need to do is we need a forecast from you guys. So, like, you got to call us at 704-570-9595. Let us know where you live and what is it snowing? What are you getting right now? I just saw on the news that it's snowing in Ballantyne.
How's it snowing in Ballantyne?
I don't know.
It's snowing here.
That's what it just said.
Well, it's like spitting right now, but I don't know if that's snow.
Because we're in South End, right here near all the big buildings, for those who's never been to Charlotte before.
So I know Manny hates my iPhone app, but it does say it's snowing right now.
That's ridiculous.
That's the worst app to use to predict weather, LaRoon.
I'm pretty sure the basic weather app.
Yeah, I'm sure they grabbed the weather forecast from 6 hours ago and then updated.
It's just a computer who just sees stupid information, reads the radar.
Yeah, but it's not. So, like, Ballantyne's south of Charlotte, and it's snowing there, and it's not snowing here where we are.
Yeah. Well,
listen,
let's get Nick Hoser, our buddy from Fox 46, on.
He's not returning my text messages.
We'll power text him.
What if he's an intern? He didn't want to come into work today.
Yeah, I don't know. We need to put 46 on to see if he's working.
Yeah, what if he's, like, on vacation in Puerto Rico or, like, Bahamas, and he's like, wait, why is Roy sending me? Text message.
He doesn't even know it's going to snow.
There he is.
Oh, yeah, he's on TV.
Nick, check your phone, bruh.
Nick, I know you're on TV, but we're on radio trying to talk to you.
Did they change their set?
It does look good.
It looks like just the Family Feud. It looks like Nick and Chuck Rhodes are sitting across from each other on that
Family Feud desk. It does look like Family Feud. He's going to hit the buzzer in a second.
And like Paige, who's a good friend of the show, she hosts. Paige is like the show host, and she's like, coming up next, top 10 answers on the board. Tell us, what will the story be? Should we blow off commercials real quick and just get... get a local feel,
yes,
Roy?
I think we should.
Because we're in emergency mode?
Yes, this is an emergency podcast.
Okay.
All right.
Are we under a winter weather warning or advisory?
Winter storm warning.
Winter storm warning. Yeah, we can blow off commercials.
Eddie.
Hello?
Hi, is this Edie? Is it Edie?
Hi, Manny.
Hey. Well, I called you Eddie. You called me Manny. All right.
Good morning. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Good morning. Well, I woke up this morning around 5 o'clock, and it was snowing in Denver.
In Denver.
So snowing in Denver.
I'm on my way to work. I work in Charlotte.
Okay.
And you're on your way in?
Yes, I'm on my way in.
Look at your trooper making it in.
Okay.
What was that?
You're a trooper making it in. What are you essential personnel?
I'm from up north, buddy. So I'm used to driving.
That's kind of how I feel. I'm from the mountains, and I'm like an inch of snow, police.
Yeah. Thanks, Edie. But that's not what scares me. It's driven home in the snow before, and it's just somebody was going so fast and slammed on their brakes and came right at me.
Mm-hmm.
This is Todd. As we blow off commercials in our emergency broadcast for winter storm warning. Hello, Todd.
Hello, Roy.
How's it going, bud?
Pretty good. How are you?
Well, we're just trying to handle the depth of this devastating snowstorm. What's going on in your neck of the woods?
Well, I'm in the high country and around Boone, and it is snowing up here.
Holy crap.
Yeah, of course it is, Todd. It's always snowing up there.
I think in summertime it's snowing up there.
Can we get somebody from Pineville or Ballantyne, Rock Hill? Thanks, buddy. You guys keep it.
4 o'clock this morning, and it's snowing then, and it's still snowing now.
All right. Man. Thanks, bud.
I had a whole plan this morning. I had a whole plan to wake up, go downstairs, get some hot chocolate, watch the snowfall a little bit, come to work. And all that got ruined when I saw nothing.
You couldn't still have your hot chocolate?
No, it's not the same, Lorraine.
That Roy feels exactly how I did when I was in school, like high school, middle school, and I didn't do my homework because they called for snow. And then I would wake up and I would see the roof and the asphalt and the grass. I'd be like, no!
All right, this is Chris. You are on the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show. Good morning, bud.
Good morning.
Hey, man.
We're trying to get a grip on all this weather. Where are you and what's it doing?
I'm going up 16 right now towards Denver, and it started snowing about the time I got to the Mount Holly exit on 485.
Okay. Is it sticking at all?
The ground didn't start turning white until I was probably 5 miles up 16.
Okay. All right. Thanks for that update. What's the temperature you got in your whip?
32, exactly.
32. Mm-hmm. It's right on the cusp.
When I came in, now I live in Union County, like right over the border. I'm by Mecklenburg County, by like Blakeney and Waxhaw, and it was 42 when I left.
When I left this morning, it was 40. So, and that's South End.
Okay.
But I will never be a meteorologist because I always thought the snow comes from the west to the east. So how in the world does east get more snow than the west?
No. Our good friend Brad Panovich, who I watch on social media, says that there's going to be a heavy band setting up somewhere. They just don't know where.
Okay. Winter is coming.
Lisa Troutman, you are on the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show.
Hello.
Hey, what's going on?
Driving in the snow.
Driving in the snow. Where are you?
Well, right now I'm heading to work. I'm on 150 heading towards Maiden.
Heading towards where?
To Denver, heading to Maiden.
To Maiden, okay. And is it sticking? Are the road conditions not good?
Covered.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people going about 25 miles an hour right now, which they need to get out of my
way. There you go.
What? No, you got to be careful. Lisa.
Holy
cow.
Lisa's like, I'm on one hand with the phone with you guys. I'm driving in the snow with the other.
I got front wheel drive. Look out.
Yeah.
All right, Lisa, have a great day. Be careful because I think it's only going to get worse from what they're saying.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'll probably get to work and turn around and tell us to go home.
There you go.
That's a good idea.
We'll be here. We'll be here because we are loving this
thing we do. We are essential personnel. In the event of disasters, it is our job to relay the message. Surprisingly, it's true.
That's right. All right, you can send us messages on our socials at the MRL Show and tell us where you are and what the weather's doing there. We'll come back. Kids are out of school, but I found out from my niece yesterday that there is a whole formula that you can do to guarantee you won't have school.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I just thought it was some dude who just like winged it and like made a decision.
You have to do something with ice, a crayon, and pajamas.
Oh, the kids get to do this and figure it out?
Yeah.
All right.
It's a formula for the kids to not have school.
Okay.
Ice, crayons, and pajamas. We'll explain more in a little bit.
Does this winter storm have a name?
No.
Because doesn't, like, the Weather Channel make names for him?
I thought it did. I thought I saw somebody tweet about it yesterday.
The Weather Channel does that, but I don't think this is a named storm. This is, like, what I heard is called an Alberta Clipper, which is just, like, cold air and moisture.
Does that mean it's from Canada?
Alberta. Mm-hmm. Very good. Look at Loren. Bing.
That sounds cool, though. A clipper. We have a clipper coming in.
That's what they call it, an Alberta clipper, yeah.
I like it.
So this is the recipe that my niece, who is in third grade, gave me yesterday because she told me she's in Union County, and as of 5 o'clock yesterday, Union County had only delayed school 2 hours.
Okay.
Now they're canceled now?
Now they're canceled, and it could be because all the kids did this formula.
Okay.
So if you want to get a snow day, this is what she told me you have to do when you hear snow is on the way or winter weather, okay?
Is this kind of like the rain dance?
Kind of. Listen to what you have to do, Roy. You got to put a spoon under your pillow.
Okay.
You got to put ice in the toilet.
Okay.
You got to put a crayon on the windowsill of your bedroom.
Okay.
You got to wear your PJs inside out.
Okay.
And that is the formula to get a snow day at school. And apparently the kids in Union County did it because I woke up and they're out of school today.
Ooh. Who comes up with that formula?
Yeah.
Don't question the formula.
What if you do the formula and it doesn't work?
You got to do it again. Next school time. You know, next time there's a snowstorm. You got to keep trying.
Keep trying that.
Here's what happened, though. The kids did this last night and it worked.
Okay.
My niece did it. At 5 o'clock yesterday, it was a 2-hour delay. She went home, did it. She's going to wake up to school being closed.
So she put a spoon under her pillow, a crayon on the windowsill of her bedroom, wore her pajamas inside out, and put ice in the commode.
Ice in the commode, yeah. We just posted it up on our Insta at the MRL show. If you've ever heard of that before or you're familiar with it, you can comment there.
I think that works for work.
Yeah.
We're essential, bro. We have to come in no matter what they tell us.
And imagine the dad that doesn't know the formula. He goes to, like, use the restroom. He goes, what the world?
Why is there a crayon in the toilet?
What is this? Ice in the toilet.
Roy would mix it all up. He'd put PJs in the toilet.
Yeah.
Wear a spoon.
Yeah.
Right on the window with crayon.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right. Let's take a quick break. When we come back, we are going to have a phone slam for you. If you're driving to work this morning, you want a quick laugh. A guy was leaving his job, so a friend of his, a former coworker, said, you need to make fun of him and play a prank on him because he smoked so much. So Loren calls from the HR department of this big corporation and has a little fun with them in less than 10 minutes.
The Manny, Roy, and Loren.
That is horrible.
Still to come.
That's awesome. That's the best line. I want to talk to the person in charge. They're smoking.
Sorry, they're on a smoke break.
If you want us to phone slam somebody, you could just send us a message on our socials at the MRL show. Give us all the contact information, the situation at hand, and we will do phone slams. We got so many to get to this year. It's going to be fun.
So Matt Damon opened his mouth and inserted his foot. I'll tell you what everyone was freaking out over him saying and why he's apologizing. It's coming up in 3 minutes in the dirty.
Loren, sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
This snow is on everybody's mind except for Loren's. Her mind is in Hollywood.
It is. It's on Kim and Kanye's baby girl.
Yeah, she can care less about anything else right now.
Kim and Kanye's baby girl is here, by the way. Their surrogate gave birth yesterday. And the baby weighs 7 pounds, 6 ounces. Healthy baby girl. We do not have a name yet. I have my eyes all over this one, though. So as soon as we have a name, I will let you know. Kim was in the delivery room for the baby's birth. Kanye also in the delivery room, but behind a curtain until the baby was born. And Kim was the first person to have skin-to-skin contact with baby.
We have audio of what Kanye told the surrogate during the birth process. Are you ready?
Yep.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
It's valid.
Oh, good.
You know,
the baby's name is croissant.
It's croissant.
Oh,
yeah.
Gotcha.
Of course.
All right.
Hurry up with my damn croissants.
I love that. That's a lyric from one of his songs.
Yeah. Kim took to her website to thank her doctors, nurses, and of course the woman for giving birth and giving them the greatest gift anyone could ask for. Jersey Shore family vacation is going to Miami.
Yes.
Yeah.
I saw that.
I may or may not have an inside source.
You what do, is that, a TV you do show? Have an inside source.
Mm-hmm, but I can't say who.
Wait, yeah. Tell. Yeah. So it's a new cast?
No, it's the same cast. Mm-hmm. So Sammy Sweetheart is the only one not really returning. Dina, Polly, D, J Wow, Vinny, Ronnie, Snooki are all confirmed to be filming.
Okay. Yep.
So you'll get your GTL, your fist pumping, lots of drama. And this isn't the first time they filmed in Miami, so I think they did season two there as well.
And I personally know someone on the team.
Is it Snooki?
No.
The Situation?
No.
Not on the production
team.
Yeah. Maybe.
Oh, okay. Yes. People that we worked with here on My Big Fat Fabulous Life.
Maybe. Mm-hmm. Okay. Anyway, Matt Damon opened his mouth and inserted his foot when he made some remarks claiming that harassment should be viewed differently than those of sexual assault. So yesterday he joined Kathy Lee on Today to apologize.
You know, this whole, like, time's up, this whole, I mean, a lot of those women are my dear friends, and I love them and respect them and support what they're doing and, you know, and want to be a part of that change and want to go along for the ride, but I should get in the back seat and close my mouth for a while.
If I had a dollar for every time someone told me that.
Very true, but yes. He was getting a lot of backlash for those original comments that he made, which is why he apologized yesterday.
Good for women. Like we said the other day, Loren and I, Roy, were at this really cool summit. The Cam Newton Foundation United is one, and we talked a lot about women's rights and how women are portrayed in just like songs and in society. And these young kids are woke to it. They know. That's just show.
Yep.
And that they're not going to stand for it in real life.
Change is coming.
It's good.
By the way, speaking of Me Too, I will share a new product with you coming up in the 7:30 Dirty that is going to benefit the Me Too movement.
Oh, you're going to be here at 7:30?
Oh, are we leaving?
Yeah.
Oh.
I mean, first flake in South End.
I'm gone.
No, we're essential personnel. We'll stay.
I'm hitting the road. I'm getting on one of those bikes and heading out of here.
The bikes are everywhere.
All right, that's your dirty.
Thank you, Loren. There we go. See ya.
Bye.
Want to get dirtier?
Needs protecting with yearly eye exams. Find a doctor near you at thinkaboutyoureyes.com and make an appointment today.
Do you like your company a latte? Get to kiss951.com right now to enter to win Dunkin's latte break for your company with Dunkin' Donuts and Kiss95.1.
Also, you found the perfect someone, you want the perfect wedding, so why not go to the perfect place to help plan your perfect day? The Carolina Bridal Fair, January 21st at Cabarrus Arena in Concord. Our radio family gets a 50% discount.
Cool.
Use promo code KISS50. More details at CarolinaBridalFair.com.
Trying to get a hold of Nick Koser from Fox 46 to update us on the very latest on this snow that's supposed to be coming. We'll keep you in the loop on that. And then, of course, War of the Roses comes up in less than 10 minutes.
Here's what I want to do. Everyone tweet to Nick, check your cell phone. We're trying to text him. Say, Nick Koser, check your phone.
Don't make us turn to Larry Sprinkle now. We will. We are not loyal.
Now it's your turn. Join the...
Traffic brought to you by BP Gasoline. Help keep your engine clean with BP Gasoline with Invigorate. Try their best fuel ever today.
If you feel like calling in at 704-570-9595 and giving us your snow reports, letting us know where you are and what the weather's doing, we'll put you on the radio. Who is this?
My name's Jeffrey Wallace. I'm a longtime listener.
Uh-huh.
Just giving a snow report. I commute from Gaffney, South Carolina to uptown Charlotte 6 days a week. When I left the house, there was an inch of snow on the ground, and it's coming north. I'm in rain and snow mixed at Kings Mountain, and it's coming.
It's just coming.
You know, I'm driving from it, but it's coming.
Where are you off to right now? I know you said you're going to work.
I go to work. We're building the ACRI hotel over the Epicenter.
Oh, okay.
In uptown. I work for Sears Contract, and... like I said, I left the snow, and it's there.
Man, they make you guys work in the snow?
Do I now?
They make you build in the snow?
Well, yeah. It's all inside now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
That's some project you guys are doing. I'm not interested in the snow. I'm more interested in you because I love the fact that you said you're a longtime listener. We really, really appreciate that, Jeffrey. What is it that you enjoy about the show?
Well, I ride anywhere between 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. in case I got a couple of runs to do. So I get 2 hours every morning.
Wow, perfect.
Y'all just make my day.
Good.
I love listening to y'all.
Well, dude, you make our day, and I appreciate you keeping us up to date with the snow.
There goes Jeffrey. Thanks, man. Jeffrey, hold on. One of your favorites I know is War of the Roses.
Of course.
We're going to test another relationship. Sherry and Eric, they have a formula where they added another person in their relationship, and Sherry wants to know if Eric might be running away with that woman. We'll find out as we test a new relationship coming up in less than 10 minutes.
Manny Roy Mornings at kiss951.com. Coming up next with the Manny Roy and Loren Show.
So interesting. When we played that war at 750 yesterday, we took phone calls after that about, is the plus one in a relationship the nail in the coffin of your relationship? And a lot of people said no. You just have to have trust in all three people. Easier said than done, if you ask me.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
Agreed.
All right. There is a definitive reason why people cheat. So as you're navigating your way through the weather, no matter if you're in south and dealing with the rain or north of the city and dealing with the snow, we're here to entertain you this morning. And we're going to give you the definitive reason. Science says this is why people cheat. We'll do it just after 7.
WNKS Charlotte.
Check it out.
Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
And we love you. That's why we're here this morning, entertaining you like we normally would.
Yes, as we track Snowstorm Billy.
Jon Snow.
Whatever his name is.
Yeah, Jon Snow Storm. So if you're north of the city, you're seeing snow right now. If you're west of the city, you're seeing snow. And they say it's all going to turn to snow in the entire area at some point here in the next couple hours.
I was just outside, and it doesn't feel cold enough for it to be snowing yet.
Yeah.
You know? And we're getting, like, rain here.
Well, when I woke up this morning, I was, one, expecting snow, didn't see it. And then, but it was, like, 40 degrees when I woke up. At four, it was, like, 4 a.m. So that was hours ago at this point.
If you guys can safely get to your phones, you can be part of the conversation at 704-570-9595. You can also watch us. We are on Facebook Live this morning.
Yeah, in fact, we have somebody who, I guess is a student. They said, Faith says, since there's no school, I guess I'm going to cook breakfast and listen to you guys.
Sweet.
Good idea.
So thank you, Faith. So yeah, you can go to the Kiss95.1 Facebook page. We got like four cameras up in here. You can watch us.
We're still waiting to hear back from Nick Koser, our weather expert friend of ours, who supposedly is a big fan of the MRL show.
Not anymore.
But we're about to break up.
Mm-hmm. I think he broke up with us. We sent him a text message. Oh, wait, he just now texted me.
Oh, he did?
There you go.
Oh,
okay. Just now texted
me. The text message says, it's not you, it's me.
He said, did I hear y'all wanted to do a phoner with me?
That's what he said?
That's what he said. I guess the word's getting back to him that we want him on the phone.
Very slowly. Nick with a very smart move, though, waits to 7 o'clock for our listenership to go up before he responds. It's like, I'm not going to do a 6:20 segment.
I'm going to say yes. Call the show.
So while we're waiting for Nick to call in and give us an update on the storm, the number one reason why people cheat, Loren, according to science, what do you think it is? Don't think too deep.
Boredom.
Cheat because you're bored. Okay?
You cheat because the person's not giving you something emotional.
Roy's pretty close. Science says it's simple. The reason why people cheat is because there's a, quote, lack of love in the relationship.
Yeah.
And I tell people that. I have a friend of mine who is now divorced. I went to his wedding. It's the only wedding I've been to, Roy and Loren, where it ended in divorce. And I've been to a lot of weddings.
Wow.
Okay?
I mean, that's pretty good odds, you know?
Right. And I said to him, after 3 years of marriage, 2 kids, he wasn't happy. And he's like, I think, you know, we're going to end up leaving. She's going to get the house. I'll take the condo. Kids will be happy. We'll be within a mile of each other, but it's the right thing to do. He's like, I just don't like her. I said, well, I don't know what to tell you. I said, when you peel all the layers off in the relationship with Amanda and myself, my wife of 6.5 years, the bottom line of it is, my foundation with Amanda is she's like my best friend. She really is. Like, I love Amanda for Amanda.
Yeah.
And everything else was built on top of that. And I said, if you're in a relationship where you don't have that and you peel back the layers and there's nothing, that's sad. And I think that's exactly what science is saying. If there's a lack of love, then there's nothing.
Yeah. Well, does that, I wonder if that means, like, because I'm sure that you still love that person when things go bad, especially like once you have kids with somebody, there's a deeper connection between the two of you. But I wonder if that lack of love, quote unquote, means like lack of physical touch between the two of you. Like he doesn't come in and give me a hug or she doesn't come in and give me a kiss.
Winter weather questions?
No, Nick, we want to know what's the number one reason, Nick, why people cheat? Nick Koser, meteorologist from Fox 46.
Man, I'm glad I realized that the mic was hot just
then. Hey, buddy.
Hey, dude.
How y'all doing, man?
What's up?
We thought you broke up with us. We were trying to get a hold of you.
No, man, I've been doing Facebook Live over on my Facebook page, so if you get a chance, Nick Koser, Fox 46, we'll be streaming live. I saw your tweet, though, the Kardashian gif. That was strong.
Yeah. Well, yeah. We started telling everyone, reach out to Nick. If you know Nick, reach out to him. We're trying to get a hold of him.
Oh, man. That's why I love you.
They're about to probably jump back on TV, and we're going to lose you. So let's get down to business here. What's going on today?
Well, we got a cold front coming in, guys, and we've got some pretty decent snowfall showing up. In fact, I was just doing some totals here. A lot of this is sort of north and west of town, but 2 inches in Morganton, 3.5 in Waynesville, 2 inches in Inman, 1 inch in Pleasant Gardens, and that's all coming our way. We've already got some snow showing up sort of north of uptown, and that's starting to push further south. So I think it's only a matter of time before Pineville and Ballantyne see that rain change over to snow. Mm. And I'm thinking totals, this is going to be a little bit of an overachiever, I think.
Really?
So 2, maybe 3 inches in a lot of spots, maybe 4 in some spots.
Yeah, I thought it was just going to be a dusting.
Yeah, that's the thing, man. In the winters past, a lot of these models would come in and they'd show huge totals and then they'd sort of underproduce. But this winter has been anything but that. So this is another one of those storms that's sort of, again, overachieving. And I do think the further east you get from Charlotte, the more snow you could see. A little bit of low pressure is going to start to sort of form along that cold front, and that could really spark up some higher snow. That's nerd talk for there will probably be more snow east of Charlotte.
Like maybe the Albemarle area.
Yeah, right. Albemarle, Salisbury, maybe even as you look over there towards Concord, maybe Kannapolis. Yeah, you got it.
You said it'll change in South Charlotte, Pineville, and Ballantyne area. Do you think they'll get anything that lays on the ground?
Definitely. I think basically, the entire viewing area will get accumulating snow.
Really?
Lorraine, why don't you just ask, what about Alexander and Providence?
I just want to know if I can go sledding when I get home.
Specifically in that area.
My address is 4620.
Yep. Oh, dude.
I get asked that exact question like 100 times during this event, so I get it. I think you will see snow. I mean, here's the thing. When we say snow is coming to Charlotte, you know, most of us are talking about a 22-county area, which covers a lot of ground. Mm-hmm. So just because it's snowing west and it's not snowing maybe east doesn't mean, at least with this system, that the snow isn't coming. It's going to fall at different windows for people throughout the day, but we do expect it to blanket the area.
I'm just always so skeptical.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just so skeptical. Because it's only raining here in South End. Mm-hmm. I'm like, come on, bring me snow.
And that rain-snow line is always bordering Meck and Union County, you know, the Ballantyne kind of Union County line there. And so anyway, go ahead.
I can tell you this. Right now, it's snowing in Steel Creek. It's about to start snowing in Pineville, and we're already seeing a little snow in South Park. So 20 minutes ago or so, that snow wasn't in those areas, so it's coming. It's coming.
Okay.
All right, bud.
All right.
I'm holding you to it.
Hey, man.
Hey, dude, they're showing the map. Where are you? You're not on TV. You gotta go.
No.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking.
I'm talking to you. They were just showing them. They were showing the map. Get on TV.
Yeah. They're on a weather segment on Fox, and you're on the phone with us.
Just take your phone with you. It's fine.
Yeah. Take the phone. We want to say hi to everyone.
Got it.
All right.
Hey, how about this, Roy? If you don't see snow, I will personally buy 10 of your cookbooks.
Oh, hey, there we go.
Yeah.
I love
you
that.
You
got
to wait to 2020 when it's written.
It's written. There was a little legal issue, but we got that taken care of.
The title. Right. The title was Guy Fieri's Diners, Drive-Thrus, and Dives. All right. Thanks, Nick. Maybe we'll talk to you later on in the show, too. Give the late crowd an update around 9, okay, bud?
I would love to. Just send me a text. Yep. All right,
there you go. See, yeah, send you a text. That worked well. We've been texting you for the last hour and a half.
We had to call the assignment desk, the news desk, to get a hold of you.
We were the crazy ex-girlfriend trying to contact Nick. Power texting.
Get on our show. We need a weather update. I see rain, but you're saying snow. I didn't even know he knew I had a cookbook coming out.
He's a huge fan of the show.
Man.
He loves us. And by the way, his social media game is strong. If you don't follow him.
He's funny.
Yeah. Isn't it at Rapping Weather Guy?
No, it's Fox 46 Nick.
Oh, he changed it. Okay. Yeah. All right.
But here's the thing. I'd wish I had the energy to do what he does on social media.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I do it for the show and we focus on the show.
Yeah.
But
yeah, like, he'll stand in front of a deer crossing sign dressed as a deer on a Sunday afternoon at 2.
There's so much that went into that post. He had to go rent a costume.
Yeah, it's crazy. Still to come. All right, so the snow is coming, even if you're south and east of the city. Although, according to our boss, Quagmire, fake news.
He did say fake news.
All right. Please, snow. I can't have him be right.
I don't want to hear it today how my boss is like, yeah, you guys get all worked up over nothing.
You ain't following the aviation app like I am.
We will hear that all day long. All right, so you guys remember Nick Vale from The Bachelor?
Yeah.
He's now dating an A-list celebrity, and I'll tell you who it is coming up in the Dirty in 10 minutes.
Kiss 95.30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
All right, so Nick Vale, The Bachelor, you guys know, you know this guy?
Yeah, I know Nick. We know this guy.
Well, he is now dating January Jones.
The hot blonde from Mad Men who is married to, that guy.
I don't even know how this happened. I mean, I do know how it happened, but I can't believe it. She was on James Corden's show. And they were talking about The Bachelor. And she said, you know, as far as Nick goes, you don't know if you like him or if he's a scumbag. But I think that's why I'm attracted to him, maybe. So then, at that point, Nick and Vanessa had just broken up from being on their show. And he reached out to her. And the two have been reportedly dating ever since. That was 2 months ago.
I love that. With new couple alert yesterday with Aaron Rodgers and Danica Patrick.
Yes.
Now Nick and January Jones.
Perfect.
So Kim and Kanye.
Seems like Roy's into that story.
Well, I just don't know them.
I was trying to look up her ex-husband for you.
John Hamm in the movie. Hamm. That's what I was thinking of.
Mad Men's one of those. Was one of those shows I wish I got on because everyone I know was all in.
Yeah, we watched the whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you? I don't think I watched one episode of
it. It was good. It was interesting because my mom totally worked in advertising in those years. Mm-hmm. It was like very sexist, like smack the butt.
Oh, right. My gosh.
Good morning. Hello. Yeah. Ladies, do this for me. I mean, it's the way the 60s was. Ugh. Crazy.
Unfortunate.
I know. And my mom still stands by it. She's like, that's just the way it was. Yeah. Like, that makes it okay.
Well, speaking of the Me Too movement, so Hard Candy is a cosmetic company, and they just tried to get licensed to trademark hashtag Me Too so that they can name lipsticks, nail polishes, mascaras, and other things that hashtag Me Too name.
How do you feel about that as a woman? Do you feel like that's jumping on a marketing plan?
So at first, I thought it was a cash grab, but there is a rumor that they are going to do this and then give the proceeds to the Me Too cause, which I don't know if you guys saw this, but all these celebrities are raising money to help people with their legal bills, and they've already raised $15 million.
Wow.
So if, in fact, this product does go towards people's legal fees, then yes, I'm all on board with it. But if it's just a cash grab, I think we should boycott
the
hard
Me Too
candy.
Movement.
Right.
No, Hard Candy.
The Hard Candy.
Yeah.
Boycott the Me Too movement. Sorry, I'm not down based on the lipstick.
Yeah.
Lauren, go fill this cup up for me.
Oh, my God.
All right, and Kim and Kanye, they just welcomed their third child into the world, a baby girl. She was delivered at 7 pounds, 6 ounces. Now, Kim was in the room for delivery. Kanye also in the room, but behind a curtain.
Okay.
And Kim, what's funny?
I'm behind a curtain.
Who doesn't want to see somebody else's?
No, I know. But his wife, just like Kanye behind a curtain. It's like his concert.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm gonna come out behind a curtain.
You know, I think about it, and I'm like, and not all births have screaming women in them, but. If you're standing behind a curtain and somebody is screaming, I'm sure it sounds a lot worse than what it is.
Yeah. She's sitting there just looking at a giant silhouette of Kanye behind a white curtain. That's what I picture.
Kim took her website.
Like voguing.
To thank her doctors, nurses, and of course the woman for giving them the best gift anyone could have given them.
Perfect. All right, let's go.
Is your dirty?
Let's go ahead and play Cambie LeVrand 704-570-9595. Wins. Call now. Take her down.
Hey. Want to get
G that saves lives.
The Greater Charlotte Home and Landscape Show is back at the Cabarrus Arena and Event Center January 26th and 28th. And we have your tickets. Just head over to kiss951.com right now for your chance to win and check it out. Can't beat Loren. Up next, you're playing Nancy Loren, so be prepared for that.
Kiss 95.1. Time for Can't Beat Loren.
Ring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
Nancy.
Oh.
Welcome to the Manny Roy Loren Morning Show.
How are you?
I'm good. You are playing Can't Beat Loren today.
Are you driving, Nancy?
No, I'm actually at home. I've lost my voice, so I'm sorry I sound terrible, but I was sick.
Oh, it's okay.
Oh, so you're just listening to the radio show, trying to just hang out with your voice.
Yeah, I was watching you guys on Facebook, and I decided I'd try to call.
Oh, that's cool.
Wonderful that you're joining us on Facebook Live.
Yeah, a lot of people are. A lot of people are like taking the day off, so they're watching us there. If you look up Kiss 95.1, you can see us. On the Facebook Live.
First time watching you guys on Facebook.
Awesome.
Real quick, what's your first impression?
You guys are funny.
Laughing. Oh, okay. She just laughs.
Do we look anything like you thought we would?
Well, actually, yes, since I saw you at Kissmas.
Okay. Gotcha. Good. All right, let's do this.
Kick her out of the studio for us, Nancy.
All right, you gotta go, Loren.
I'm going. That's all right.
All right, Loren is leaving the studio, Nancy, so only you and I can hear the questions, and she is gone.
Kim Kardashian and Kanye West, Nancy, have welcomed a new baby girl via a surrogate. Is this their second or third child?
Third.
The Walking Dead has officially been renewed for season 9. What network airs the zombie apocalypse show?
AMC.
Happy 56th birthday to Jim Carrey. What movie did he play a pet detective?
Play a what?
A pet detective.
Is that your impersonation of him?
A pet detective. Shoot. What is that?
My name was Ace Ventura.
Oh, that's the name of it.
What's the name of the movie?
Ace Ventura.
Okay.
Let's just give that to her.
Of course we are.
Yeah.
HBO's programming president says that once Game of Thrones ends in 2019, that will be that. No revival, no reboot, no spinoff.
Whoa.
Which redheaded music star appeared in an episode of Game of Thrones last season? This one I can't help you with.
Redhead music star is
three.
Your clue.
The only one I can think of is Ed Sheeran.
All right. Question 5. Dolores O'Riordan passed away at the age of 46. What band was she the lead singer of? She passed away this week. 3. 2.
I don't know.
1. No answer there. Okay. Come on in, Loren.
Good job. Loren, it's going to be a tough battle. Our friend Nancy from Charlotte got 4 correct.
Okay.
All right. Kim Kardashian and Kanye, welcome to Baby Girl via a surrogate. Is this their second or third child?
Third.
That is correct. We're 1-1.
And question 2. The Walking Dead has officially been renewed for season 9. What network airs the zombie show?
I think it's AMC because I think last time I said...
3.
I'm going to say AMC.
That is correct. 2-2.
Happy 56.
I think I said A&E last time and I was so wrong.
Yeah.
Happy 56th birthday to Jim Carrey. What movie did he play a pet detective in?
Ace Ventura.
That is correct. And I still think your Ace Ventura sounds awful.
Alrighty then.
3-3.
Like a glove. HBO's programming president says that once Game of Thrones ends in 2019, that'll be it. No revival, no reboot, no spinoff. What redheaded music star was in an episode of Game of Thrones this past season?
Ed Sheeran.
That's right. 4-4. We're at a dead tie.
Dolores O'Riordan. She passed away at the age of 46 this week. She was the lead singer of what band?
The Cranberries.
Final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
No.
That is correct. Unfortunately, Nancy did not get that one correct. Final score 5-4. The win. You have 8 wins. Congratulations.
Nancy.
Oh, well, I tried.
Was it the last one that got her?
Yeah.
Yeah, that
and
was a hard
really
one.
I really helped her with... Ace Ventura, yeah.
And by really, he told her the answer.
Yeah.
Woo. Well,
he gave you that.
Nancy, at least you get a snow day out of it because it's really coming down now in South End. So You know what I want to hear before we let you go?
I tried to beat Loren, but I can't.
Feel better, too. Okay, yeah. Get healthy, Nancy.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the MRL show. Here's our tribute to the beautiful Dolores. What a great voice she had.
I know.
Did you know the Cranberries, Roy? Because
it's one of those things, like, I know the songs. I didn't know the Cranberries, but I know the songs.
Yeah, yeah, you never heard them play it, like, on the radio when it was a hit.
Good gosh, no.
All right, we got Confession Wednesday coming up. We're going to take your confessions, and we're going to play a confession we got on Monday if you missed it. We'll tell you why a confession came through on Monday in less than 10 minutes.
Energy future that everyone in the Carolinas deserves with energy that's affordable, reliable, and cleaner. Learn more at duke-energy.com/future.
The only party you need to be at this Saturday is Club Kiss Live. It is the inaugural event, and they decided to pick myself and Loren to be the host of this inaugural event.
We go whipping nay-nay.
Yeah. You got that right. It's
I'm out of town, unfortunately.
Candy Bar. Don't act like that's why you're not going to be there.
It is. He's doing another one.
Yeah, would you think they want just you two?
Yeah,
No, they want the morning show. I couldn't make it.
They want the swag, Roy.
Is that right?
And we are the swag of the show. Swag that tail.
Okay.
Anyway, it's true. All the awesome personalities from KISS, Roy, producer Nicole, and of course, Cameron from our midday show. They're all going to be out there throughout the next couple months and next couple weeks. So it's at Candy Bar this Saturday night. You can join myself and Loren dressed to impress because we shut the club down.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, wow. Look at that.
I'm telling you.
Confession Wednesday, 704-570-9595. If you have a confession, get it on now. Here's Selena Gomez on KISS.
So on Monday, we talked about the incident that happened over the weekend in Hawaii where someone accidentally sent out a message to everybody's phones and the emergency alert system went off saying that there was a ballistic missile heading towards Hawaii.
So scary.
And it was not a drill, even. Yeah. They went so far as to say this is, like, legit. So people were panicking for 40 minutes before they realized that it was a mistake. So Roy brought up a valid point. Like, what if you knew that the world was coming to an end or things were going to end for you? And you were next to a loved one, would you have something that you would have to tell that person before you died?
Yeah.
As brutal as it sounds, it's true, right?
You want to get it off your chest so you get into those pearly gates.
We asked that on Monday, and it's kind of a confession, and I know a lot of people that are probably listening now didn't hear it.
Yeah.
Listen to this call.
Dakota in Kannapolis, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi, good morning.
All right, so is there a secret that you would have to blurt out?
Yes, I would have to tell my fiance that her sister's baby is also mine.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh. So did you date the sister before you dated her?
No, actually.
So did you cheat?
Happened. Okay.
Yeah, Roy.
Well, I'm just making sure.
We had a group date, right?
Okay.
And then we all went to the movies. And after that, Her sister came back to the place, and
the group ended.
It kind of just happened.
How old's the baby?
Two.
How now? Do you have a baby with your fiance?
Yes, I have one on the way.
Okay, so the 2-year-old's older.
The two.
Do what?
The sister's baby.
It happened
with
the sister first.
Yes.
I tell you what, one day the child's going to be like, man, my cousin looks a whole lot like me.
Uh-huh.
My daddy, Uncle Daddy Dakota. Dude, thank you for sharing.
That's crazy. That is crazy.
And of course, it's a judgment-free zone.
Yeah, I know. It's such an interesting story.
Yep. You know what I love? At one point, Roy goes, did you cheat? And Loren goes, yeah, Roy. And he goes, well, I'm just asking. Maybe where Roy is from, it's very common for the uncle to have a daddy name also.
You just want to make sure.
Yeah.
You just want to make sure. 704-570-9595. Get your confession on. Do we have time to take one?
We could jump on real quick. Mm-hmm.
Okay, Anonymous and Hickory, welcome to the Manny Roy the Rim Morning Show. It's Confession Wednesday. What's your confession?
Well, I have actually been lying to my father about my sexuality. I don't know how to tell him that I am gay.
Really? Okay.
When did you know that you were gay, and how long has it been?
Excuse me. It's been probably sixth grade in middle school, and I'm 27 now.
And he has no clue?
Yep, and the biggest part is I actually have a boyfriend for about 6 years.
Oh, wow. So you're in like a long-term relationship.
What?
Yep.
So can I ask a question? When it comes to your father, you've had this boyfriend for 6 years. Do you make up girlfriends or have you just been single to him for 6 years?
I have been single. I have been single to him for 6 years.
Okay.
He keeps testing me on when am I going to bring a girl home? When am I going to bring a girl home?
Yeah.
And he's also one of those that that likes to make fun of other gay people.
Yeah, that's tough.
But here's the thing, and I know it's a TV show. And you know my reality is on TV. And I'm not talking about The Simpsons. But in Modern Family, seriously, in Modern Family, Jay, the dad, reminds me of my dad.
Yeah.
And in the first couple seasons, he wasn't open to the character on the show, his son, being gay.
Yeah.
And he still kind of has fun with them, you know, remember when you threw like a girl, blah, 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 things like that.
Right.
And but the relationship is he loves his son so, so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Amanda, I'm like, that's exactly how my dad would do it if one of his sons came out.
Yeah.
Love him so much. Not fully know how to handle it because
right.
this age group, not that he doesn't love you or he disagrees with it. He
it wasn't
just,
as prevalent he, when they sure, were growing
he
up.
He doesn't know how to handle it. So you might get a little snide comment here or there or something funny, you know, and it's Mitch and Cam we're talking about, you know, and
well.
And Mitch seems to just, you know, kind of play it very, very realistic for me, how
sure.
how a father-son relationship with a father who doesn't fully understand would go.
Yeah.
And I imagine with Anonymous being in Hickory, you know, it's a rural, small town.
Uh-huh.
I'm sure that plays a role into it, too.
But, you know, yeah. Anonymous, sometimes it just takes one person to change someone's mind. Your father may not have ever had a true interaction with a gay individual before.
Yeah.
But when he finds out that you're gay, if you ever choose to tell him, you might be the turning point for him. You might be the person to change his mind.
Exactly.
And here's what I'll say. So I've been dating a guy, and I told my dad that I'm gay. And he's from Blue Ridge Mountains. And I think a lot of my life, Anonymous, I was afraid to tell him. And so I kept putting up these boundaries between him and I. And I think I kind of pushed him away because of that. And when I told him, him and I have now the best relationship, the best. And it's gotten so much better in time because of a total. And that was just last year.
And I think that's beautiful that you just shared that. And I hope that that's an inspiration maybe for Anonymous to rekindle a relationship with his father.
Yeah.
I've known for years, by the way.
Oh, yeah. And you, everyone knows. Yeah.
I knew as soon as I met Roy.
Yeah. We had a couple producers that were a little shocked. Yeah, because I, you know, I, here's the
well,
thing.
Good for you, dude. I'm glad that you feel comfortable.
Well,
you should.
I can get where Anonymous is coming from, which, by the way, he probably already knows. I hate to break it to you.
Your dad probably already knows, you think?
Did my dad know? I think he had an idea because I was just like Anonymous. You know, I had a few girlfriends, and then when I would date women, I wouldn't tell anyone because I had these mixed feelings that I couldn't quite understand, and so I've never really brought any woman home. And after a while, Dan was just, you know, here I was 25 and I've never brought a woman home to him. And he knew I dated women, but that's all he knew. And so I think that when I told him at that point, it was just like, duh.
Yeah, of course.
I kind of figured.
Right. I mean, Roy's been dropping hints for years on the show.
I mean, how many times am I going to tell you I love firemen?
Yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
I pulled the fire alarm.
The Orlando Bloom boat pictures, his backdrop on his, his MacBook.
Worst kept secret in Charlotte.
Yeah. Really, Anonymous. So
it's not a bit. It's not, you know, now here's the thing. I do want to say that everyone has a different coming out situation, and it could be bad. It could be bad, but just know that if it is bad, there's people that support you and love you, and you have a family here, and we will support and love you, and you should definitely tell your dad and try to, you know, he probably knows. He probably knows.
Do we help at all?
Yes, very much so, yes.
And how long have you been with your boyfriend?
Six years.
And how does his family handle it?
His family handles it just fine.
Yeah,
which makes
it more difficult for you, I imagine.
Right, yeah, just a little bit more difficult for me because I can't exactly.
Yeah.
I
told my dad that Roy was gay, and, you know, he goes, really? And that was really it.
Yeah.
Like, you know, he didn't go any further with any gay jokes or he wasn't any more insensitive than that. He was just kind of like, really?
And Anonymous, you probably feel like you've been carrying this around. This probably feels so heavy on you for so long.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Like I said, it's been since sixth grade, so we're talking what?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
At
so,
least 10
Yeah,
10
years that you've been hanging on to this. So you may feel better if you ever decide to tell your father to.
Well, listen, Anonymous, a huge moment for you, obviously, and a huge moment here on the MRL show. And we couldn't be happier for you. We couldn't be happier for Roy. Mm-hmm. And let us know
how it goes.
You guys are at the forefront of changing the way people think.
And we
really, with the Me Too movement and, you know, with politics and voting, like, we are in such a revolutionary moment right now.
Yeah.
It's incredible when you're going to look back on this in 20 years and say that we lived through it. So good luck with everything, okay?
Thank you.
All right.
There you go, Anonymous.
There you go, Roy.
That's not that much of a secret.
No.
No, but that's the first time that you've said it out loud.
You've said it. I've mentioned your boyfriend about 20 times if you've listened to the show in the last 2 years. I'd say, how's Bay? And Roy would say, good. I'd be like, well, did he spend the night live on the radio?
Then we'd all get quiet and go,
You want to talk to people?
Sure.
And Michelle wants to say something.
Yeah. Hey, Michelle and Waxhaw, you are on the Manny Roy and the Ram Morning Show.
Hi, Roy. How are you? How is everybody?
We're doing well. We're having a snow day. We're having fun. I said I was gay. There's that.
Well, I listen to you guys faithfully every day, as you know, and I must be living under a rock because I had no clue.
Yeah, it's okay.
But I think it's awesome. I think it's awesome that you came out, and hopefully you'll help the gentleman who called, and hopefully he can have a relationship with his dad.
I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
You know what the
good news is, selfishly, Michelle, is all the women that hit Roy up with all these, like, oh, I love you, you're the coolest person, like, maybe they'll start coming down towards me again.
Maybe I've always been your fan.
I love Michelle. Are we getting snow in the hall yet?
We are not. I'm on my way into work, and I hope we get it soon, though, so I can leave early.
It's crazy. Yeah.
We're getting it in South End now.
It's snowing so hard here in South End. It's starting to stick to the grass and the roofs, so it's on its way, I suppose.
I'm on my way to South Tryon Street, so I'm sure I'll hit it at some point.
Well, be safe, Michelle. Thanks so
much.
We love you.
Thanks, guys.
All right.
I'm so proud of you, Roy.
Yeah. Well, you know, here's the thing. You guys have known for a while. Some people at the radio station have known for a while. It was complicated because, you know, when I started dating a guy, we were filming a national television show. And that was hard because I couldn't say I was gay on a TV show and my dad turned on TV when I haven't told him.
You needed to tell him first.
I needed to tell him first. Mm-hmm. And so there was like some check boxes I had to do, right? I had to tell my dad. And then my boyfriend, Sterling, had to tell everybody at his work, check that off. And he just did that like a couple weeks ago. So it's like everyone who needed to know knew. And so now I can publicly talk about it because last thing I wanted to do was, you know, not give someone the courtesy of telling them in private. So.
And the thing is, you guys, and this is not to, you know, make this moment light or anything. It's just so typical Roy. Like, he is so not the typical gay guy.
I'm not.
He gives the worst gifts.
I'm the worst gay guy. I really am.
So typical to your character and the person that you are.
Yeah, I am. Like when I go fishing, I take wine. Like, I have the worst.
Right. And then Roy sometimes will come in and be like, I hung out with the gayest guy last weekend.
It was fantastic.
I go, what do you mean? He goes, it was fantastic, but geez.
Yeah, I'm a bad gay
guy.
That's
great. Not only, I mean, could Roy change somebody's mind about the way that they feel, but he's also breaking the stereotype too.
Crazy.
Well, you don't need to fit in a certain box.
Exactly.
You don't, you are who you are. You shouldn't be afraid to, you should love honestly and be who you are. And I really believe that. And if people are turned off by that, if people listen to this radio show, I can't change the way you feel, but just know that I'm not different than the Roy you heard yesterday.
That's so true.
I'm still Roy.
Yeah. Yep.
Still stupid.
There you go.
Still Roy. Stupid. We're not.
Still mad that our interns aren't here today with the so-called snowstorm.
No, now I'm glad they're home because it's snowing bad.
All right. Well, we've kind of blown up the map And we'll move forward. We'll put an end to Confession Wednesday. I think that's a good spot to end it. Mm-hmm. And I do want to play something, though. I do have to play, you guys, over here off my machine, the 60-second chit-chat that we did.
Oh, my gosh. It was so funny. We called people, called sports shows, asking if they want to hop on and buy the Panthers with us.
Yeah, we called different sports stores.
And
the only thing we can say on the 60-second chit-chat is, hey, do you want to buy the Panthers? I'm putting a group together. All right? One person went way over 60 seconds, one almost made it, and one went about 20 seconds. We'll have the 60-second chit-chat coming up for you in less than 3 minutes.
Yes, Charlotte. Check it out. Thanks for starting your day with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
I love you guys.
This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Called the 60-second chit-chat. We call random people, and we say a certain phrase, certain something.
We call a sports store, each one of us, a different sports store, and we tell them the only thing we can say to them is, hey, you want to buy the Panthers? We're putting a group together, and we'll see who can stay on the phone with them for at least 60 seconds. Loren's up first.
Thank you for Carnegie Hill, New York. This is Evan.
Hey, I am putting together a group to buy the Panthers. You in?
Group by the Panthers?
Yeah.
Like the Carolina Panthers?
Yeah. You want to throw some money into the hat here? We can. I'm trying to get a big group of people so that we can buy it.
What? Okay, I'm a little confused. What are we buying?
We're buying the Panthers. They're up for sale.
Oh God. Oh jeez. All right. Yeah. That'd be great. Let me just run to the bank real quick and grab out $1 billion.
Well, I already got five people, so I figured if we all, you know, we'll find as many people as we can, and then we'll divide up the tally and figure out how much we all owe. You can Venmo
me.
Hey,
I'm in. Let's go. Let's do it.
Okay, so you're going to Venmo me then? Hello?
Oh.
I didn't make it?
52 what? Seconds.
What? That felt like I was on the phone with him for an eternity.
I thought you had him.
I did too.
You go, okay, you're going to Venmo me, and he just hung up. Boom. All right, let's see how I handled the 60-second chit-chat. Hey, would you like to buy the Panthers with me?
This is Deja.
Hey, I'm putting together a group to buy the Panthers. You want in?
It's good to hear.
Hi, yeah, I'm putting together a group to buy the Panthers. You want in?
May I ask you speaking?
It's Miguel. I'm trying to buy the Panthers. I'm putting together a group calling people randomly.
Oh, no, sir.
You're not interested in owning a National Football League team?
No.
The Carolina Panthers?
Mm-mm.
Hey, I'm trying to put together a group to buy the Panthers. You want in?
You just started over.
She hung up?
Yeah, she hung up.
Oh, okay. How many seconds was that?
37.
Oh,
I
man.
Never win this game. And, of course, last but not least, mm-hmm. he gets it every single time.
Yeah. I know how to talk to people.
Sporting Arena, can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking to put together a group to buy the Carolina Panthers. You in?
Am I in?
Yeah.
Okay, will my $5 help?
Listen, I figured $5 is better than nothing.
There
if you go, brother.
And how many more people do we need?
Well, $5, you got to get 40 billion times. We're going to need a lot more $5.
We're on our way, man. We're on our way.
Yeah. So, okay, so what's your name? I'll put you down.
What can I help you with?
I was just trying to find people who's looking into buying the Panthers. I thought I could call a sports show. I mean, a sports shop.
Well, yeah, we're a snow ski shop, yeah.
Oh, you're a snow ski shop.
Yeah, we're a snow ski shop, yeah, during the winter. Yeah.
Where are you, well, where now, are you during football season, are you a football shop?
Well, I'm a Panther fan during football season, but yeah.
And your $5 could buy the Carolina Panthers.
Yeah.
We just need to get a lot more $5.
Yeah, I hear you, brother.
All right, I'll get you down for some tickets, okay?
Yeah, all right, man. Good luck with it.
There you go.
How do you always make it, Roy?
I don't know, man. Southern fish. I speak the Southern language. I just know these people.
I mean, always get, like, right there, and I just can't keep them for that extra 10 seconds.
And the person I call is, like, answering the phone is the last thing they want to do on their day. You know what I mean? Like, my girl was so angry.
Yeah.
I love this guy's laugh. This guy was awesome. Listen to this guy.
Can I help you?
Yeah, I'm looking to put together a group to buy the Carolina Panthers. You in?
Am I in?
Yeah.
Okay, will my $5 help?
Listen, I figured $5 is better than nothing.
There
if you go, brother.
And how many more people do we need?
Well, $5, you got to get 40 billion Times. We're going to need a lot. He's the best.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
Hilarious.
All right, what do you got coming up in the dirty, Lorraine?
All right, Kim and Kanye, they just welcomed a new baby girl, but I'll tell you where they're drawing the line when it comes to the paparazzi.
And we'll have an update on the snowy weather with Fox 46 meteorologist Nick Hoser, who told us earlier this morning, if you don't have snow now, just wait, it's coming.
Kiss 95. The Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
I mean, should you start with the breaking news that we had this morning here on our show?
Yeah, I feel like we should.
Oh, my God.
Are Roy, you do you want to...
Yeah, you should report it. You're the dirt. You're the dirty reporter.
I know, but it's. I feel like it's so your story to tell.
That's true. I said I was gay at 8 a.m. this morning on Confession Wednesday.
That so it's 8:24. Are you still gay?
Still gay. Still gay.
Okay.
Just right. As you know.
There you go.
Just making sure.
Very happy for Roy. We'll post the whole conversation he had with another gentleman who was having issues with his dad and coming out. We'll post that up on our podcast on the Kiss 95.1 app in case you missed it. It was a really, really powerful moment on radio this morning.
It really was.
Good job, buddy. I'm very proud of you.
Thanks, man.
Okay. So Kim and Kanye had their baby. Their surrogate had their baby. But they are saying that they will not be selling the first pictures of their daughter to the paparazzi.
Good.
Now, they've been offered between $2 and $5 million.
Oh, gosh, I'd sell that.
I would think about selling the actual baby for that much.
At first, I was like, good for them, keeping it for them. And then I'm like, well.
Yeah, you know, though, they've done this where they wanted to post their own photos of their babies, and they've done it with their first two. You know, they just want it to originate from them, which I understand. I don't want to say that the Kardashians don't have many morals, but this is one of the ones that they're sticking to. You know, I like the Kardashians because they always do really stick together.
Yeah.
So, you know, they don't want to talk about each other's dirt. They don't want to put each other's stuff out there. And yeah, when it comes to their kids, that is something that's really sacred to them. By the way, Roy, I don't know if you saw, but Enrique Iglesias just showed the first pictures of his little baby, too.
You guys know I'm a big fan of Enrique.
Uh-huh. And I'm a big fan of Anna Kournikova.
And now it all makes sense.
In all seriousness, I'm not even joking. When I first met Roy, he wrote like a little bio about himself.
Yeah.
And the first thing he said, now I'm not stereotyping, I'm just saying it was very interesting that Roy's crush, he said, was Enrique. Okay. Mm-hmm. I didn't have to look much further than that.
Yeah.
Although the next line after that was, I also love Sex on the Beach and daiquiris.
Those are fantastic. I don't like them anymore because they give me headache. I go to like the straight liquor stuff, but yeah.
Yeah.
There was enough signs. I don't think it's that much of a shock this morning.
I like producer Nicole's like, I've been there, done that 20 years ago.
By the way, Kim and Kanye's baby was 7 pounds, 6 ounces. Healthy baby girl. Kim was in the delivery room, Kanye behind a curtain.
Okay.
Do we move on from that? I don't know.
What do you mean?
From Roy's news?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Nick Vale.
Please don't make it all about him.
I know, but it kind of is. You know,
I
gave my buddy a big hug as soon as we got off the air. Okay, so Nick Vale, the bachelor from last season, a couple seasons ago, he is now dating January Jones. She was on James Corden's show and had made a comment about how she didn't know if she liked him or she thought he was a scumbag, but she thought that maybe that swag is why she was attracted to him. And he reached out to her and asked her on a date, and the two have been dating for 2 months now.
Hmm.
I think that's interesting.
Oh, boy.
Some
of the comments about me being gay is already coming in.
Where?
Well,
on Facebook?
Yeah. Since I'm breaking a lot of hearts. I'm crushing a lot of women.
Well, ladies, I told you, I'm married, but I'm straight. So if you want to shift your love and affection from Roy to me, I'm available. I'm just straight. I'm married.
Oh. I'm
sorry,
Meredith.
I didn't mean to break your heart.
I knew you were going to break so many hearts.
Yeah.
All right. So when you wash those sweaters in the middle of the winter, this is for my What Loren Likes Today. Uh-huh. Sometimes you get those little like fuzz balls on them and they're hard to get off.
Yeah.
You got to pick them all off.
Yeah.
Well, now there is, and this has been around forever, but I think people forget about it. Con Air has one, though, and it's a defuzzer. So you just run this thing that kind of looks like an electric shaver over your sweater, and it'll take away all those little fuzz balls.
Okay.
Cool.
$13, and I'll have it up for you at kiss951.com.
My wife has black pants, and they always have the our Kasha, our boxer, has those like really small blonde hairs.
You need a lint
hairs.
Roller for that.
You need a lint steamroller for the amount of stuff that comes off of it.
But that is your dirty.
Thank you, Lauren.
Thanks, Lauren. Let's try and get in touch with Nick Koser from Fox 46, and we'll get an update on the storm coming up here in the next 20 minutes or so. If you missed the reason why people cheat the most, we'll discuss that again. There was a scientific fact, a scientific reason why people cheat. We'll tell you about it in less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to Roy and Lauren, Kiss 95.1.
Well, temperatures are dropping from west and north to south and east of the city, so be careful. Your commute home might be a lot worse than your commute in this morning. Just take it slow. And remember one thing. If you park your car outside and your car gets covered with snow, you wipe your windshield, you wipe your side, you wipe your back. Don't forget to wipe your lights.
Yeah.
A lot of people forget to wipe their lights.
Oh, yeah.
And if you don't wipe your lights and your lights turn on, nobody can see you. So just remember that. Your tip.
And don't you need to wipe the hood so it doesn't fall? And
yeah, I mean, that's
cars?
Tomorrow.
Okay.
You can do that. You don't want to be out in the snow too long.
Yeah. You don't want accumulating snow on you while you're cleaning your car.
That's the best. Whenever you watch a football game and it's snowing and the snow builds up on the coaches.
I love that.
The coach is wearing a hat and the snow is just building up on his hat.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden he's like, his head's tilted because it's so heavy. We were talking earlier. Science, you know science.
You have heard of it.
They're always right.
No, they're not.
They say there's an absolute reason why people cheat. And we brushed on this a little earlier. And the reason is, according to science, is because there's no love. If one person doesn't love the other, then there's no love, and that person is likely to go cheat. Because there's no reason to stay in the relationship because the person doesn't love the other person.
See, and when you say no love, I think no physical love, like no touching, like he doesn't come home and give her a kiss or she doesn't come home and give him a hug.
I don't believe that, though, because...
But I think people forget that you love each other when you don't have that, like, personal touch contact.
But I feel like if you lost the love, the emotional love... here's my thing. If you have the emotional love and maybe things aren't great physically, you would still be crushed to hurt that person because you still emotionally love them.
I agree with Roy.
But that's why you would go cheat and find it somewhere else because you're not getting that physical touch at home.
But that would hurt you too much. Whereas if you didn't have the emotional love, but physically it was great, well, why would you care? You would go cheat then.
Would still be an emotional cheat. You could go emotionally cheat with somebody else.
Sure.
I think you're splitting hairs, though. I think love is under that umbrella, Loren. I think love is under your umbrella, too, Roy. I think it's all the same.
Okay.
There's no emotional love, and there's no physical love, and therefore I'm going to go and find it somewhere else. I don't respect you. I don't love you.
This is a serious conversation.
But it's true, though, right? Yeah. I mean, if there's no love... Of course you're going to go cheat. What do you care? In other words, somebody who has love. Loren, I see what you're saying because I know plenty of couples who have been in a situation where I specifically know a couple who was married and she cheated on him because she found another guy who told her how beautiful she was on the daily and how wonderful she was.
She wasn't getting that at home.
She wasn't getting that at home. He loved her.
Not that that's an excuse.
He loved
her. I'll
just
put that out there too, but...
But she wasn't getting that at home.
Right.
So I see what you're saying with that. But because of that, it pushed her to not be in love with him, the husband, anymore. So therefore, there's no love. Therefore, she was okay to go cheat.
Right.
She felt like it was her time to go cheat.
I just think if there's no, like, if you know that there's no love, but you don't feel anything for that person anymore, it's easy to leave, too. It's easier to leave.
Oh, totally.
Sure.
Totally. I mean, we could open up the phones right now and ask people the reasons why they cheated. And I don't know if it would vary or people would just say, I just wasn't in love at the time.
Yeah.
You know, we've taken a lot of calls from people who cheated and then got back together and their relationship was what?
Worse.
No.
No.
Stronger, Roy boy.
You would think it would be worse.
Yeah.
How many times have we heard that?
I know. I still don't believe it, though.
All right, if you
I still think there's
you
always
think
trust
lying
issues.
To themselves.
Just how I think when you share Facebook accounts, somebody cheated. Somebody did something.
Yeah, Roy's convinced if your social media is a shared social media, it's because
Eric
of an insecurity.
Tammy, Eric and Tammy, Eric or Tammy messed up.
If you want to get in, you can call us 704-570-9595. What are your thoughts on this? Do you think that cheating occurs because someone fell out of love? And were you in that situation where maybe you or your partner or significant other cheated? If you can safely call us this morning, feel free to do so. We'll also get a weather update before 9 from our friend Nick Koser at Fox 46.
Now it's your turn. It's 95.1.
While we're dealing with Snow MG, and if you're not having snow yet, like south and east of the city, apparently it's coming. The weather forecast hasn't changed. It's just slowly changing over from north to south. Loren, what's the latest coming out of South Park?
Well, I just texted my husband to see if there was some snow there.
On a delay, you have to go.
Oh, okay.
All right, you ready? Hold on. Loren, okay, what's the latest coming out of South Park?
Well, Manny.
There's always a delay.
Yeah, the news delay. There you go. Yeah. What do you say?
He hasn't gotten back to me yet, but we're on Facebook Live right now, and a lot of people are saying that South Park is now getting snow.
Okay.
So.
All right.
You can watch us if you look up Kiss 95.1 on Facebook.
We're hoping to have Nick Koser from Fox 46, good friend of the show, to come on. He's a meteorologist there, and right before we get off, he'll give us the very latest on the storm.
Well, I told him, I said, we'll break the show. We'll go live to Nick on the field if he calls us.
Whenever you want.
Yeah. He just sent me a text message and he's on TV.
How is that? Oh, they're on delay too, Roy.
Wait, you know how they have the little clicker in their hand to change the screen? Maybe that's actually his phone.
His phone?
Yeah.
Maybe. He just sent me a text message.
That would be a cool move.
All right, let's bring in William from Monroe. Welcome to the Manny Roy of the Rim Morning Show.
Good morning.
Hey, morning. What's going on in Monroe? What kind of weather are you getting?
It's changing over now to snow.
Okay. There you go.
Going pretty good in Indian Trail. I just left there. I'm on the way to work.
How are the roads?
They're wet.
Okay.
Not too bad.
Yeah. Well, up here in South End, it was wet, and now there's snow covered. So it's going to happen everywhere. Just be careful, you guys. If you don't need to be out, don't be out.
I heard one news report saying they were calling for 5 inches for Monroe. I don't know how true that is.
Yeah. Well.
Well, it's supposed to snow until almost 1 or, like, between 1 and 3 it's supposed to stop. So, yeah. I mean, you could accumulate a lot in that time period.
Absolutely. I'm just worried about driving home from work.
Well, be safe, William. And the reason why you're on the phone isn't just to give us a snow report. We were talking a little earlier. We are still doing somewhat of a show here. And we mentioned that science says that cheating is something that happens because there's no love in the relationship. One person isn't in love with the other. And scientifically, they say that's why cheating happens. And you wanted to weigh in. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've been married, unfortunately, 3 times now. And I was almost divorced 3 times. Mainly because I was the cheater. And I even cheated on my third wife. We were separated for almost 6 months. All we had to do is sign the papers and we would have been divorced. But we reconciled, and we've been married ever since, almost 16 and a half years now.
So you cheated in all 3 relationships?
I did.
So do you, why?
Because I was young and dumb and didn't understand what love was, and I just simply didn't care.
So do you believe that whole philosophy then about one person not being in love is going to drive you to cheating? William?
That goes along with it, but.
Okay. I thought we lost him for a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't want to lose him.
I'm still here.
All right, bud. Well, thanks for calling and have a safe day, okay?
All right. Y'all be good now.
See you, bud.
You too.
3 marriages, 5 cheatings?
No, he said 3 marriages. He cheated in all 3 marriages, which is why all 3 of them ended, except for this last one.
He didn't really have a definitive answer on why that happened.
No.
Huh.
Common denominator.
This is Brittany in Lancaster. You are on the Manny Roy of the Red Morning Show.
Hey, good morning, y'all.
What's up, Brittany? Before you get into the whole cheating thing, give us a weather update from Lancaster.
Oh, it's just raining right now. I ain't really got no snow or anything.
All right. Well, supposedly it's coming.
Yeah.
She's like, I'll believe it when I see it.
I said the same thing, but gosh, it's snowing.
All right. What do you want to say about this scientific reason for cheating?
I don't know if it's because of the, like y'all say, the love or not, because I just found out recently that my husband cheated on me and got another girl pregnant.
Ooh.
So I don't know if it's for, like, love or whatnot. I don't know what's going through his head. So
do you feel like he's different towards you, though?
No, he was the same.
You felt like he was in love with you?
Yeah, it was the same. And he just, one, like, it was day before Christmas Eve, and he told me that, and we got a 2-year-old son, so.
What made him just come out and tell you that he was cheating?
It,
well, I guess the said, fact that he got somebody pregnant, you would know at some point.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Couldn't you have picked a better time?
I know, right?
Go check your stocking, honey. There's something, there's a note in there.
A pregnancy test.
Right? Jeez. He didn't even, like, I came home. And he was, all his stuff was gone, and he called me and told me what was going on. Like, he couldn't even face me to tell me that.
So what are you guys going to do? I mean, are you staying together and you're going to work this thing out or what?
No, he's living with a girl now, so.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm sorry to hear that. Good luck with you with everything, okay? And you always have family here.
All right. I appreciate y'all.
All right. Thanks,
Brittany. By the way, didn't Brittany sound like our old intern, Pagan?
A little bit.
Maybe a little bit.
Southern.
I, like, looked to see who was on the phone because I was like, I don't think Pagan's married.
Well, Pagan's posting pictures of her and that boyfriend of hers, though.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
They met while on the radio here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yep, and she didn't know whether or not he... Remember, like, he invited her to go to a concert and she didn't know if it was a date or not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he was... Did he babe her too
he
early?
He babed her too early.
That was, a little bit of a red flag.
Hit her with the babe nice and early.
Stage 5 clinger.
Oh, boy.
All right, what's our update?
Nick Kozer just said, how long are you on the air till?
Oh, are you pushing us off?
So he might be pushing us off.
All right, well, we need an update before we get out of here. So let's try and get an update before, like, 9:30. Get off that couch, Nick.
I said 9:15.
Yeah, perfect.
I said, get something to get. We need to be on before 9:15.
Yeah. Yeah, I promised a woman we'd call her for War of the Roses and record it, too, in this hour. Coming up, Loren.
Okay.
All right. She said that the potential cheater is not at work today, so he's home.
Oh, perfect.
So we can
do
that. All right. Sounds good. Bye.
The Manny Five. This is Beasley Media Group's Kiss 95.1.
Katie on Facebook Live, she says, one of the best things about y'all show is when y'all get to laughing. Y'all are so funny, I crack up all the way to work when y'all are all laughing.
Aww.
Well, I laugh until I'm crying every morning on this show.
We like to laugh.
We have a lot of fun here, and we're glad that you guys are part of the MRL Morning Show. Hopefully, in the next couple of weeks or so, we'll have some news about how much longer you'll have to deal with us.
Yeah.
As
we're trying to get renewed.
Our contracts.
Trying to get renewed.
Did you guys see the story out of the UK?
Yeah, in a couple of weeks, we could tell you we're here for a long time or the show's canceled.
Stand by for that news.
Yeah,
I'll report it in a dirty.
Did you see the story about a woman in the UK who married a ghost after she was fed up dating humans?
No.
What?
Amanda, who is a female Jack Sparrow impersonator, had 5 children with her human ex-husband, but said she has never been able to connect with anyone like her husband, Jack. Although she has never seen Jack's physical form, Amanda said he is a Haitian pirate who told her he is black with jet black hair and was executed for crimes in the 1700s.
What?
That's great. She sounds stable.
What? Who's she's hearing voices?
She said, their pirate connection was what brought them together, first as friends, before she developed, quote, strong, loving feelings towards this ghost. She said, we became really close. The more I learned about him, the more I liked him. One day he said to me, we can actually be together, you know. And I had never heard of an intimate relationship between a spirit and a human before.
She married her...
Yes.
Okay.
I did some research, she said, and found out that it's a real thing. And there's lots of people in spiritual relationships with ghosts.
Okay.
With her invisible friend?
Mm-hmm.
Is she also, and I'm not saying this to be funny, like, honestly, is she under the care of a doctor? I'm serious. Like,
no, she had 5 children with her ex-human husband. But then they got divorced, and she fell in love with another Haitian pirate named Jack.
Okay.
There's more. She said that Jack was never married during his life, and he's a powerful spirit who can turn stereos and lights on and off and move things and even... touch her. They used a medium to allow Jack to say I do, and they used a skull and crossbones flag to represent him. She explained that moving furniture with the spirit is surprisingly similar to moving furniture with a human.
What?
She added, it is well known that people often feel a spirit touch their hands, their face, or their hair. The only difference with having moving furniture time with a spirit is obviously that sense of touch goes a lot deeper.
It's an out-of-body experience.
So what is she when she's... So what? So...
This is according to the Mirror.
I feel bad even laughing about this story because I really think... I don't know.
I want to know what... I want there to be video of her moving furniture.
I bet you producer Nicole, because she's open to this... Like, you would
buy
this.
I believe in spirits and that kind of stuff, but I...
Yeah, I believe in spirits too. But I mean, you're like when we went to the haunted house in Mint Hill, you were open to that and all that spirit stuff, and so you probably you would believe in this, right? That like somebody would have a strong relationship.
It's
with
one
ghost.
Thing to believe in a ghost, but it's another thing to believe that the ghost is touching her intimately.
Well, okay, but what does she do? Just lay there? But wait a minute, if the ghost,
she can't touch him,
so she just like lets it happen. But what is happening? She must take the best naps. I wish I could just lay there and things happen.
Yeah. I must love going to adult stores.
My gosh.
Listen, if
you had I wonder what her kids think of this.
Well, she's got five of them. None from this guy.
Did she put on ghost protection? Rip it off, sweetie.
Ghost protection. I mean, if you had a ghost who was part of your life and you are open to that, Loren, this could I could totally see this
well,
woman
at the dinner table, you're
guy.
Like, how was your day? Was it good? And like they're like dead and like what like and how's it happen?
You get a Ouija board.
Oh my gosh.
How was your day? S-U-C-K-E-D. Oh, well, that's too bad. What are you saying now? L-E-T-S-U-P.
Let's up. What? L-U-T-L-E-T. What?
L-E-T-S-G-O-T-O-B-E-D.
Let's go to bed.
Okay. There we go. There you go. What if,
like, even the pirate from Beyond the Grave is, like, all sexist and stuff. Not into the Me Too
movement.
Fix
my orange juice.
Oh, my gosh.
Now what are you saying?
No.
W-A-L-K-T-H-E-P-L-A-N-K.
I don't know. I didn't follow that. Walk the plank.
Yeah.
Michael just said, why don't you get her to do War of the Roses? Maybe the ghost is cheating on her.
It would be a deadline.
Yeah. You want to send the roses to Nicole. All right, there you go. A woman marries a ghost after being fed up dating humans.